Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. We want to look at verses 1 to 3. We're going pretty slow here. We're gleaning from this. We're just kind of, you know, sometimes when you eat, I remember when I worked in surfboards, I was 15 years old when I was working for Greg Knoll, sitting in his shop, and I would sell the boards on the weekend. And one of the secretaries, she kind of liked me. She said, I'm going to cook you a dinner, because, you know, I was single at that time. I mean, I was going over to Danita's house at that time. But so she would cook me a meal and bring it to me toward the evening, you know, toward the closing time. And I hadn't eaten anything all day. And not eating anything all day, that food tastes so good. I mean, you just savor the food. And what we want to do is we want to savor the scriptures. Sometimes we could go really fast and skip over stuff, and that's good. You know, eating a meal fast, you know, it still, there's health to your body. But, you know, sometimes eating it slow and just letting it digest and masticating like the cows do. What do they have, 3, 4, you know, bellies, and then they bring it back up and they chew some more. But sometimes that's good to do with the scriptures. Just glean the scriptures and just take your time on them. So that's what we want to do. And if you're new or you've been with us for all these 12 or 11 chapters, you realize that Paul is telling how to live as a believer. In the first 8 chapters, it's how God saves us. And then chapter 9 to 11, it deals with Israel, past, present, and future. And now he's going to talk about living as a believer in an unbelieving world, in a world that's compromised and coming against Christians. And so he exhorts the church back then to radical living, full commitment, total dedication. I think sometimes we hear that a lot, and it just goes in one ear and out the other. But Paul is real serious in this. And how this is how Paul lived. He lived in a radical Christian way. And for Paul and for Jesus, that's just normal Christian living. It's not anything different. It's normal Christian living. And when Paul gives his testimony in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 29, he talks about the external issues that he has, persecution, people coming at him, those who were religious and those who were non-religious, just being beat with rods and shipwrecked and all this external things, and then also internal pressures of those who are saved. But he was up late at night just praying for them and just concerned for their faith. And so this radical Christian life, it's going to come. You're going to be buffeted from the outside and also from the inside as you want to live that Christian life, that radical Christian, that full Christian commitment. I think about that. Maybe you remember, you've seen that cartoon where a chicken and a pig, they're walking through the barnyard, and it has in the background the farmer. And the chicken says to the pig, you know, I've got an idea. The farmer's been so good to us. Why don't we fix him a hearty breakfast of eggs and bacon? The pig responds, well, that's easy for you to say. That's only a love offering for you. It's a full commitment for me. Bacon, pig. But you see, for us and for Paul, Paul is saying this is a total commitment for Christian living because it's a total commitment to Jesus Christ for his will and for his ways. So notice in verse 1 of Romans chapter 12, and we'll go to verse 3, it says, I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Father, I do pray that you really stir our hearts, stir us up to fervency in living for you, for in a committed, a totally radical Christian life. Lord, not a compromised life, and not just a run-of-the-mill, just kind of a mediocre kind of faith. But Lord, I do pray that through your, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you stir us up this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love what Charles Spurgeon, that prince of preachers, in about the late part of the 18th century, first 1800s, first part of the 1900s, he says, "I wish that saints would cling to Christ half as earnestly as sinners cling to the devil. If we were as willing to suffer for God as some are suffer for their lusts, what perseverance and zeal would be seen on all sides. I have now concentrated all my prayers into one, and that one prayer is this, that I may die to self and live wholly to him." Father, let that be our prayer as well. You see, when someone is sold out to the Lord, that zeal is showing. It's obvious. And they get criticized for it. It's like they're too radical. They're too in your face. They're too much about Jesus. You know, when I got saved in the 70s, there was a contemporary Christian musician, and he was a songwriter during that time. He died at a very early age. He died at age 28 in a plane crash in 1982. His name was Keith Green, and a lot of those who, they still play some of his music on the radio, but some of those who grew up in that era, they know that he was criticized, and really for his lyrics in exhorting the church to radical faith, to full commitment. In fact, let me read the lyrics of one of the songs. He's kind of like a prophet, you know, speaking on God's behalf to the church. And to obey is better than sacrifice. I want more than Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Because if you can't come to me every day, then don't bother coming at all. To obey is better than sacrifice. I want hearts of fire and not prayers of ice. Boy, do we need the Keith Greens of our day in this compromised church age. But you see, Paul was criticized in his era as well. And even the Bible, when Paul speaks out of the Bible today, criticized for that radical faith, which to him is really just the kind of faith that every believer, every Christian should have. He wanted nothing but God's will done in his life and in the lives of the believers that would listen to him and those that he ministered to. And really, it comes by a total yielding to Jesus Christ, yielding our faith to his faith. And when you do that, when you're radical in that way, and when you talk like that, and you pray like that, and you exhort people like that, people will think that you're meddling in their life. Christians. They will think that you're badgering them. You're harassing them to follow Jesus. And for them, they're not, their life is not right with you. And so they judge you. Who do you think you are, Paul? Mr. Holier than thou? Don't judge me, Paul. Where's your love, Paul? You see, what I found in Christianity is you offend nominal believers who are stagnated in their faith.